Without a doubt, the most asked question at a seminar is asked privately, and it's asked by a mom, a frustrated mom. She'll say, do you recommend spanking? I do recommend spanking, but it has to have an explanation. It's not a hitting or a beating. We're going to talk about that.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Yes, tackling tough topics sometimes here on Parenting Today. And this week, talking about spanking. I just want to let you know that you can always send questions or comments about these programs on our website, parentingtoday.org. If we use your comment or question on the air, we'd love to send you a resource sort of as a thank you. But we do want to hear from you at parentingtoday.org. Mm-hmm. But as we said yesterday, I was spanked as a child. You were spanked as a child. But a lot of parents these days are terrified about doing that because they'll have DCF knocking at their door and taking their kids away.
They are frightened about that, and some children are much more sophisticated and sadly make phone calls that they regret for the rest of their lives when all of a sudden they find themselves out of the house that they love and they were just mad at their parent for the moment. However, spanking plays a part in parenting, especially the parenting of the young child. I think sometimes that there are people that are spanking children that are too old, and that's out of frustration or anger.
What's too old?
Once you're past five, there's other alternatives. I think once you're past five, especially if you have done spanking from about a year and a half up to four or five, and then all of a sudden there's other alternatives. You can get them to work. You can get them to do things. You can get them to sweep things. Even a five-year-old can do a chore, an extra chore, because of his attitude or his or her mouth or whatever it is. But I think when they're spanking children that are older, many times they're hitting children when they're older because everybody's frustrated and everybody's screaming. Parenting is something that you start at birth. Now, let me say, it's never too late to begin, and you must begin wherever you're at. But it's something you start at birth, and you continue until they go out the door. And so, I think I said yesterday, we spanked our children, probably Roby just two or three times, and Tori the Barbarian many more times, or you're laughing because she's your friend.
Yeah.
But all said and done, she got it. And I think it was part of the reason I was able to say at a banquet recently, when somebody walked me to the car and said, did I hear you right? I said, the high school years, when my children were in high school, it's the most fun years I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, wow, I just love to be able to say that. Well, then you got to do the parenting out front.
Yeah.
So that you know when you send them to a party, you can trust them. You know when you send them here and you know you send them there. And then all of a sudden they're doing that adult internship their junior mm-hmm. and senior year before they go out the door. But for that young child where no is still being learned and no doesn't mean no, and you say no and they turn around and look at you and they do it anyway, that's when you spank. And as we said yesterday, God has told us to do that in multiple verses in Proverbs, and it says, whoever spares the rod hates his child. We've got to decide it's our responsibility to help our children understand that no means no, so we can get on to the better things of life. How many people can't even imagine taking a long trip with their kids? Somebody was saying to me the other day during the break, the school break, they were taking their children to Disney, and what they dreaded the most was the three children in the back seat driving for 4 hours to Disney.
Oh, wow.
And how sad is that?
Yeah.
I mean, we did 12,200 miles during a sabbatical that I took
wow.
with my kids, and it was great because we had the things in place we needed to have in place.
Mm-hmm.
That small child can ruin a day. That three-year-old can ruin a whole day for mom by constantly pushing and constantly pushing and constantly doing the no, almost saying, mom, do something about this. And mom can get very, very frustrated and very, very to the point where she's yelling and screaming and she doesn't want to do that, rather than say, if you do that one more time, I will spank you. But that child's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've done it, you've got to decide, I've made this statement.
What if you've tried, though? You've tried spanking. Sometimes spanking doesn't even hurt the child, and you don't want to even do it stronger because you really don't want to hurt the child.
No, you don't want to hurt the child. You're startling the child. You don't want to hurt the child. But I would never assume that it doesn't do anything. And just because
the older kids, though.
Well, I think, again, we're going to spank the 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think when that child acts like it didn't hurt, acts like it didn't do anything, what do we expect the child to say? You know, do we expect the child after they've been spanked saying, that meant nothing. It will do nothing to curb my behavior. I mean, the child's not going to say that.
Right.
And I think we can't get into that little game and that little argument right. where parents are going to say, really? 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 That did it? Really? And all of a sudden, we're all out of control.
Right.
No, it's to stop the child in his or her tracks. And for parents to say, you know, I tried spanking. It's a consistent thing. I have to consistently, when you do this, you will get spanked.
Mm-hmm.
And I want my children to learn to obey me and obey what I tell them to do. And I want to have a relationship with my children. You've got that day with that child where they're just on a roll and they don't like themselves. And they're constantly whining and they're constantly doing something. Almost as if to say, you know, bad attention is better than no attention at all. I'll take mm-hmm. whatever I can get. I have to teach that child to obey what I tell them to do so that when I say don't run out on the streets, when I say don't take drugs, when I say they're getting it. And part of this whole deal is self-control. I have a hard time when parents remove everything that the child is not supposed to touch. I think you can remove some precious things.
Mm-hmm.
But when you remove everything that the child's not supposed to touch just so you don't have to deal with the word no, or you don't ever have to spank, when are you going to teach the word no? Are you going to wait till they're 16 and nail the car keys to the ceiling?
Right.
So that they can't reach them either. We've got to come up with a plan to teach the word no, and spanking is a part of that for direct defiance of authority.
How about for other things, though, when they're that young?
Such as?
They're just really moody and crying and cranky all the time.
I would send them out of the room and tell them to come back happy. We had to do that with Tori over and over and over. I think they don't know how to get out of that. You think of this small child. This small child talks, and when the small child talks at about 18 months or earlier, and we're ecstatic. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a big deal. But then all of a sudden, they're three, and they're babbling and babbling and babbling and babbling, and you can't keep them quiet. Can't get your attention, so they're standing next to you, pulling on a part of your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they go into that whiny stage, because I don't know I'm doing this, but you're not listening to me, and I can't do this, and my shoelace broke, and all. And those were the times with Tori, we would have to say to Tori, okay, Tori, go out of the room and come back happy.
And would she stay out of the room for a little while?
Well, she initially would go out of the room and not come back. She was humiliated. This is at four.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she would go out of the room because she had something she really wanted to tell us. I will never forget the moment I saw her turn around in her spot and be happy. She just turned around, and you realize how much control they actually had.
You're right.
And I want to give them that power. I want to empower my kids to understand they can take control over their attitudes. They can take control over their desires, too.
Mm.
And so no means no. And if I tell you not to do that, not to pull that safety thing over the socket out again,
mm-hmm.
if you pull it out again, I'm going to spank you. And mm-hmm. there's that child. There's the Roby child that's not. There's the Tory child. And I get it. I'm Tori
mm-hmm.
that's going to pull it out just to see what's going to happen here. And they're going to look at you while they're pulling it out.
Right.
Or the child who's just going to sneakily wait until you're not watching and pull it out and act like they didn't do it. Spanking, you can't get that age to sit down. They're not going to sit in a place and time out. You can't get that age to write a letter of apology. And you can't get that age to go do a job or anything. You can send them to their room, and they're going to trash their room and have a temper tantrum in there. And so you've got to decide, okay, when do I help this child get past this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a spanking. I think that, and God says that's a spanking for direct defiance of authority, for rebellion.
So you think the verses that talk about the rod and all that, well, it's talking about discipline in general, though, right? Or is it just spanking?
Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. So spanking is part of the disciplinary process.
Mm-hmm.
Spanking is to help a child turn a corner and stop what they're mm-hmm. doing. But spanking is to also, you know, place us back in a system where you understand my no means no.
Mm-hmm.
So that later on in life, at five or six or whatever on, we understand my no means no. And we will move on to other forms of consequences. And I think I said yesterday, and even at that, my daughter once preferred, could I just get a spanking instead?
We had that happen in our house.
Yes, yes. And so it makes a huge statement.
Yeah.
Number one, okay, spanking wasn't quite that bad.
Number right.
two, using this bucket to collect weeds is a nightmare. Could I just get it over with? And it is part of the spanking process. You want to get it over with.
Yeah.
You want to move on with the child, and the spanking helps do that. There's another verse in Proverbs that says, be quick to discipline, because it just goes on and on and on and on with this child who cannot stop this bad behavior on their own, and you want to help them.
You said yesterday that you would spank with a wooden spoon. I was spanked bare hand, bare bottom.
Right.
I've also seen sort of the stick with the blinds that you can twist the blinds, so they'll take that off, and it's just a
yike.
But it stings a little bit. Then of course the grandma paddle that you see that has the pillow on it.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes. Well, this is almost a morbid conversation, but I I would use a wooden spoon rather than a literal rod, you know, the curtain rod, and I would use an item that I have to walk out of the room and get.
So you create a circumstance for you to calm down.
That's right. For many parents, by the time we've gotten to a spanking, unfortunately, many parents have let it go too far.
Yeah.
And so the walking down the hall helps you think, why am I doing this? I am doing this because I love this child. I'm correcting this behavior. I'm not venting me. Mm. And it just helps you process walking down the hall. In fact, it almost breaks your heart walking down the hall because you're going to hear, and I'll tell a story this week of Roby screaming down the hall, Daddy, Daddy, please don't pank me, Daddy.
Oh,
and it just breaks your heart totally, absolutely, and completely, just crushes you. But I think we've got to understand why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
This is for the child.
Mm-hmm.
This is not to get something out of me. And so many people have abused their children. I worked for the state of Florida for 3 years and saw kids that were abused. I've worked here at Sheridan House and seen children that were abused, horribly abused in their lives and hit horribly by their parents. And it's not just the hitting, it's the rage behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen things on television where somebody catches a mom just yanking that toddler out of a car or whatever and just, wow, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That is horrible. And it's horrible abuse, and either those parents shouldn't have those children anymore or they need a serious amount of help.
Right. Well, what happens though if maybe you were spanked severely or even abused, and so you avoid this altogether?
I think there are a lot of people like that, and I think if they've developed a system that works, have at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And like I said, Roby really didn't need to be spanked. Once or twice he was done, where it was different with Tori. And I think some people have been abused, and I think some people have a lot of anger, and they're frightened to spank their children because of their anger themselves. They're frightened to even start down that road for what they'll do. Great, you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is not you, then don't do it and back away and find an alternative that's going to be consistent. It's going to help the child. Usually it's the people that come up to a book table, and we've had a Q&A at a seminar, and they can put them in on cards, but they don't want to. They want to privately ask, I know I need to be doing something. I thought twos were terrible until I had a three-year-old.
Right.
Now I've got a mobile verbal two-year-old. And, what do I do? And they want to ask, what do you think about spanking? And I do say, well, I would spank them. And I actually say, can I give you a book? It's got three chapters on how to do it calmly or not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some parents will come up and say, I tried spanking. No, it doesn't work like that. It's like saying I tried parenting. Parenting is a process for a long period of time. And I've got to believe that I can do this calmly or not do it at all. I've got to believe that this stops the child in his tracks so we can get back to relationships.
So you're saying this can't just be a once or two time occasion where you see the results immediately because you gave two spankings within a week.
Absolutely. We'll not see results right away.
Right.
You know, but when we did it a few times with Roby, and I said, honey, if you do that again, I will spank you. And where he got it. Okay. I'm done. I'm done on that one. I do believe you. You will spank me, and I get it. Where, you know, Tori was just had to push the edge and push the edge. And that's what makes Tori awesome today because she's totally under control today. She gets it. So we've got to put a plan in place that helps draw the boundary lines for the parent and child. We've got to put a plan in place that stops the child in his tracks so the entire day is not a war. Spanking is part of that for the 2 to 4 year old.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. We're talking about this controversial topic of spanking. And if you want to hear this program again, share it with a friend and share this with your friend via Facebook, Twitter, or many other ways, even with the brand new free Android app that's available. You can find that online at parentingtoday.org. And if you want to find the resources that Dr. Barnes was talking about on the program, the books, and things about parenting, even about marriage, you can find that at Sheridan House Family Ministries' website. It's short for that, shfm.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow more on this topic of spanking here on Parenting Today.